I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
So I thought we'd talk about the fact that diversity ideology will never die. And no. You've spoken about this previously.
It's designed to be self-perpetuating.
You remember the football saga in which everything broke down over the fact that, oh my God, racismus happened? Because, well, diversity is our strength, and that's why we keep winning the football. And then we lost the football and went, oh no.
We can't complete that syllogism.
No. And it happened again, as you can see here. This is the clip that went viral before. We'll play it again, because every time I see it, it is just utterly disgusting. And I suppose we'll play here talking about the fact there's too many damn whiteies.
It was an historic 8-goal victory for England last night as the Lionesses secured their place in the quarterfinals. But all starting 11 players and the five substitutes that came onto the pitch were all white. And that does point towards a lack of diversity in the women's game in England. And it's something that Alex Scott has been investigating.
See you speaking out about this current England team, saying how, as a young black woman, this team does not speak to you or inspire you.
Yeah.
It's so alarming to me. Like, why? Why did you say that?
It's really painful because it's like, I think it's because
that's
you need
why
to feel
just say it.
Like you can see yourself in someone in order for them to be a role model. You need to be able to feel like you can connect with them.
Hey.
And if someone doesn't have the same lived experiences as you, isn't of the same background as you, like there's so many parts of someone's identity, and if you can't connect with at least one element of someone's identity, how can they then be your role model?
Quite recently, because the women's game didn't have a lot of money, it tended to run the academies or the sort of centres of excellence they used to be called at the men's training ground, potentially somewhere quite sort of leafy and rural.
Evil music.
And therefore,
playing.
Not everybody had access to be able to come into that. And I think that's led to sort of a situation now where the pipeline isn't maybe as diverse as it should be. But I think that is changing.
When I was playing, I was probably one in a team full of white girls and, you know, kind of really had to struggle to get to training. You know, my coach used to pick me up, then we'd get a bus, then we'd end up. So the ways in which we had to get to training were difficult, and I think what we can learn from that
white people
that
don't get buses, they get flying cars.
For girls who want to play the sport so that there aren't any kind of barriers to wanting to just play.
The boundaries of getting a bus.
But just as if this is some sort of racial oppression.
The injustice. Start playing the evil music. Don't you know the whiteys forced us to get a bus to work?
So that woman talking about representation, that was so good, right? No, that's gold. Because what she's saying, literally, is that I have no internal monologue, I have no intellectual life whatsoever, right? If they don't look like me and don't share my life experience and background, right? So as if they're not, like, literally racially compatible, coming from where I come from, which is my life experience, right? Then I literally can't look up to them. It's like, right, okay, so essentially, nobody can have any heroes at all. Because if you think about all of the ways in which you think of someone you look up to and think of them as heroic, normally, most regular people think of their character. They think of decisions they made in times of crisis, right? And so it is this difficulty that they overcame because of the strength of their mind and the strength of their character and the willpower to overcome the difficulty. That's what people relate to in heroes normally, but racists who are like, yeah, not black, don't care. Okay, well then you're literally someone who has no intellectual life and you are just a racist.
I mean, it's just mad. And that clip obviously blew up, the original one.
No kidding.
And then this investigation here from the BBC is hilarious as well.
Representing like, 13% of the team, though.
Yeah, as well. But it's just like, oh my God. That's actually overrepresentation, because in the UK,
massively,
the black population is 3%.
Yeah.
So 13% is actually hugely overrepresented as well. But that's never good enough, because diversity doesn't mean actually a makeup of the country. Diversity just means no white people.
Yes. I
mean, just endlessly. That's what we're getting here. Also, the insanity of watching a sports show and the presenter just going,
to me, white, sir.
But they are white now. It's like,
it's very Jon Snow, isn't it?
It's like you're watching Brass Eye. Anyway, but the whole logic of this, as
it is unironically like Brass Eye.
Yeah, diversity is our strength, therefore our diverse teams will win. And what happens if they don't win? Well, we had this before, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you can't finish that sentence because, well, then you get Andrew Lawrence, which is your
career.
But
I mean, it's literally their syllogism. Mm, like, this is the logical form of it. And what do you want me to do about that?
Yeah. There's also the fact that no other people on Earth have to deal with this. As many a person has pointed that out in the next link here, we can see the fact that many are another team, for some reason, a makeup of their ethnic makeup back home as well. You know, the Mexicans, the Koreans, whoever that is as well, just for some reason, they seem to do fine. It's not a problem. Whereas when it comes to anyone in the West...
At no point did the news reporter turn and say, in a Nigerian accent that I can't do, there are too many black women on this Nigerian team.
It does point to a lack of diversity within the Nigerian team. Very sad. But if you go to the next one, we see the fact, of course, the men's team as well. No one ever complains when a men's squad of England happens to...
So
also,
the men's squad of England?
That was for one circumstance. As I say here, it was the U-17s, in which...
Okay.
Again,
it is.
No one's going to complain about the diversity of that team. Because diversity, as John has very fondly pointed out before, can come in the term of 100% diverse.
Yeah.
Which means 0% white.
Yeah.
That is actually what they're aiming
so
for.
So that's like only, you know, 91% diverse at the moment.
Yeah, because when it comes down to it, these people are all just motivated by hate. They just hate the West and therefore white people as an extension. But this story blew up and it went to the national press for one, as you can see in The Sun, who covered this, made it a big story. Headline in here, England boss Wigman hopes to see more diversity in future Lionesses sides.
I just sat there and was like, love me blacks. Love me blacks.
It has become a national conversation. Okay. You go to the next one here. You got Sport Press who picked up as well. And here, does England's Euro 2020 squad have a diversity issue?
I guess it does now.
The FA aims to reconnect with its grassroots.
Like, I mean, just of all the things I wouldn't have thought of. Looking, here's a football team. Yeah.
Personalised the white women and gone white. That needs to be destroyed.
Then maybe now you say frame it like white women. Maybe you've got a point.
You keep your misogyny to yourself for 5 minutes. But the Ghanaian press also picked up on this.
Did they?
They were just like, oh, hang on a minute. Maybe they're right. Does the England 2020 squad have a diversity issue from a Ghana soccer net? The Ghanaian team, not very white, in case you're wondering. But
imagine that.
They write in here, England just have 3 non-white players in their Euro squad. They have been an outstanding team in the Euro 2020 so far with 3 straight wins. Oh boy, hang on. You might want to...
Cut that.
But the surrounding positivity of the England's pursuit of glory has been impacted by claims that the team lacks diversity of the country it represents.
How many Arabs are there on the Ghanaian squad?
No, they conclude in here, however, even though the team has been under scrutiny for not being diverse enough, England's progress so far in the Euros 2020 has been unquestionably generating huge interest and inspiring potential new talents. But the women's game does lack role models such as Marcus Rashford. I mean, it's a bit weird reading this, because it's like a robot who can't complete the sentence. It's just like, man, they're not diverse, but they seem to be winning in every regard. Okay, if it was the reverse, you know how to end that sentence, which is you run your logic as usual, the team is diverse,
you're not allowed to complete
these
sentences.
Therefore, diversity is our strength, and this proves it. But, you know, in the reverse, you can't finish that sentence, because it would sound a bit bad, wouldn't it? But the best response to this has to come from local press, in Brighton, of all places.
Okay.
This is the Labour Party councillor for the council here. I think she's some chairman or something. She responded here. It's amazing. She writes, England's amazing women could be even better with more diverse pools of talent.
Well, hang on. Aren't they winning?
Yes, but they could double win.
Yeah. You could be even more winninger.
Double plus win. You're going to get tired of winning.
Yeah.
They're saying here, one thing that marred my enjoyment somewhat, though, has seem to be a glaring obvious difference from the top-level men's football team in recent years.
Too many white women, that marred my enjoyment as well. I totally get you.
Was the lack of diversity on the national team, she says. She's watching the you know, the sport. She's enjoying the contest.
Where's me blacks?
But she's like, oh, there's no black people here. I can't watch this.
What a strong... I just can't imagine this being your worldview.
It's a Labour Party councillor.
God.
Every player on the pitch was white. Maybe less surprising than the Norwegian team. But England? Really? It was jarring.
Again, sorry.
She's fine for anyone else, but not England. So someone else's.
Yeah, it's okay for Norway to be white, apparently, for some reason.
There were three black players in the dugout, but although England did make five substitutions during the game, these players remained on the bench.
Because of systemic racism.
Yeah, as if the manager was just like, oh, I need a substitute. But,
not you.
Nah. Okay, I know you're better, but...
Is there anyone in the audience?
Around a third of male Premier League players are black. Approximately half the male players capped for England.
Okay.
She thinks that's acceptable. Half the players being black would be good, even though they make up 3% of the population. Because again, it's not about proportionality. It's not about role models. It's about being 100% diverse, as John has put it.
But to a normal person, they're thinking, okay, well then, if half the players are black, then those guys are good players.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about diversity.
With the women's team, not only is it woefully less than half of all the players being black, the numbers are going down from where they used to be a decade ago. Only 7% during 2019 to 2020. A boohoo. The FA apparently recognises there's a problem and has a plan with ambitious targets on this and other issues. So diversity quotas. Not taking anything away from the team who so brilliantly played against Norway. And
well, actually, you will be taking something away from some people, won't you? Because there are 11 players in a football match on the pitch, and then, well, you know, however many in thing. So let's say there's 20 slots. Someone's getting replaced here for diversity.
Yeah, literally, you have a team that works and you're winning, but there's not enough brown people, so you're then going to start preferencing people over their race instead of their competence, and in which case, the competent white player who will be looked over is going to have to sacrifice themselves.
But the word replacement actually applies here.
Yeah.
Like someone's literally getting replaced.
I mean, it's just unbelievably mad reading all of that. But if we go to the next here, there's also just some response you see here. In The Guardian, of course, lack of diversity in England's women's squad will stop many girls from dreaming, says some lady.
Oh, yeah, because so many women are just like, well, if I could have been a diverse footballer, then my life would have been it.
Yeah, I believe she used to be a footballer herself, and that's why she's writing this. But do you want to bet that she's a totally normal person?
Well, of course she is.
Yeah, I just went through a Twitter. I'm not even going for stupid arguments because that's, you know, we've gone through the Labour Party response. It's the same thing. And we'll go to just some examples, as you see here. 53% of white women voted for Trump, not because Hillary was a bad candidate, but because of white supremacy. Hashtag stay woke fam.
Staying as woke as I can, which is why I also have a problem with white women.
Yeah, this also is not a parody. Because if we go on, we can see more of this.
This looks like a parody.
No, she decided to post this a while back just saying, here's a black feminist guide to racist S that too many white feminists say.
See, these white women.
There's some great things that they think are unacceptable. So if we go to the article itself, we have number three, why do you hate white people? Yeah, a bit fed up with you. White feminists must do work on their own unlearning of racism, they write in here. Okay. Number five, I don't see colour. That's an unacceptable thing.
Wow. It's not going to advance diversity if we take a colorblind approach.
No.
This is an old article. I'm sure I've seen this one.
Oh, yeah, it is. But I just, you know, going back and finding if someone is sane or not, it's a great way to do it. Number seven, I support women of color, but we're feminists. Why don't we just talk about feminism and not racism?
It's like, because we're intersectional now, baby.
There we are. There we have it. It's like, totally normal individual. However, I love her last tweet I found on this and her being completely normal. Which, if you go to the next one here, there's a debate above here in which they're having a debate about racism around the world. And some guy mentions, yeah, I mean, the UK's doing pretty good on that front. Like, this isn't India. And she takes exception to all this and responds with a white man mansplaining racism to a BAME woman. The saga continues. It's like,
God infused you with divine knowledge about racism.
Which, again, because you're black, you can say what it is. Whereas the data would say opposite, which is that, yes, England's actually doing incredibly well on the racism front. This isn't Paris or anywhere in India, but never mind. There you have it.
It's not China.
That's just to tell you, diversity ideology, never going to end. Never going to end. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the book clubs we do, this one, Michael Knowles, Speechless, If you want to follow what else Harry's putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Harry Lotus Eater on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.